All right, Broadus has the inside scoop on why we're not getting a John Gruden Week 17 NYSE list. And, well, it sort of makes some sense here. Welcome into the G-Bag Nation. Ezekiel Elliott has been granted his release by the Cowboys as he looks to hop on with a playoff contender. Will any team in the playoffs be interested in Zeke services? 877-881-1053. Who would be that team? We do have a statement from Zeke's agent, Rocky Arsenault. He says, I'd like to thank Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys for affording Zeke this unique opportunity in granting us our release. Even though nothing is imminent, Zeke is excited about the possibilities and is grateful. He's got a lot of good football left in him and will remain a Dallas Cowboy for life. Now, what do you think, Broadus? Will there be a team that would be interested in his services? Now, Broadus is, just so you know, Broadus is like LSU out on the Tigers.
Yeah, we're completely falling apart here in this Texas Bowl. Like, our quarterback just threw an interception. It was very reminiscent. Dak's going to catch a stray where you don't see the linebacker dropping, and all of a sudden you get in a throwing lane. That's what just happened to Nussmeier. Like he
ghosts out there.
Didn't see a drop end.
There's a couple of 8-4 teams doing 8-4 things. Yeah. As Baylor's down 10, but plenty of time left here.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Scratching Baylor, and clawing.
Baylor was down a lot more, and LSU's fumbled the ball, throwing interceptions. I mean,
we're on Broadus meltdown alert. Yeah, if Baylor comes back and wins this thing,
get ready. Jeez. But yeah, no, I don't think anybody will sign Zeke. I don't.
Wow. I mean, don't you have to think if you're him and his agent, you've been back channeling and you know there's a team or two that want you? Because otherwise, why would you embarrass yourself like this? Please release me. I want to go on a playoff team and then nobody wants you.
I just kind of feel like that maybe Zeke's in a situation where, you know, it's like he's probably, I don't know. I mean, I kind of felt like that maybe that they're trying to say, okay, hey, we're going to play you this week. And he's like, you didn't want to play me. You know, I'm not going to be mop-up guy. You know, I think this was just the last straw with him.
So you think they're just disguising it like, oh, we want him to be on a playoff team, but yeah, that's not realistic?
I don't think that's realistic.
Nico don't know what he's doing.
I don't think he's going to go on a playoff team. Could be way wrong. I mean, I've talked to any of my Gang of Seven guys, but I don't know how you can watch his tape and feel good about that. You know, feel good about him coming in and helping you in any way. Oh, just a great snap for LSU here.
Baylor just snapped the ball over their quarterback's head and lost like 30 yards.
Yeah, now they got a punt. Yeah. Whew.
In your face, Dave Aranda.
There's a football god out there.
Well, I did see our buddy David Hellman with an interesting little tweet here. He says, maybe with Detroit having the David Montgomery injury, and he was sort of their power back. Zeke is obviously nowhere close to the level of David Montgomery at this juncture, but maybe they want a bruiser when they need a half a yard, and Zeke could be that guy. Just throwing that out there from David Hellman.
I love David. I just don't know how you could... Okay, half yard, sure. Seriously, how do you watch that... And feel really great about that.
You don't. You can't.
You don't.
And you won't. And I don't think a team will be overly interested either. But again, I just can't help but think Zeke and his agent have back-channeled, and there is a team that would be interested in signing him for the playoffs, because otherwise you're doing
this
whole...
He's got to go through waivers.
Yeah, he's got to clear waivers.
Or you can claim him off waivers. This team that you're talking about could just claim him off waivers if they want him.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to wait for him to clear waivers. You just claim him off waivers.
And
if you're that team,
you have to imagine that, again, Zeke and his agent have done those backdoor conversations a little bit, because why would you demand your release if you didn't know there was at least one, if not a couple of teams that would be interested in signing you? Now, maybe they're ball sacking Zeke and his agent, and they're just leaving him hanging out to dry there. Hellman also mentioned the Chargers because they're thin and super banged up at the running back spot. And you would have the Buckeye backfield of Dobbins and Zeke coming full circle Wolverine Harbaugh as head coach.
I was looking at Gibbs, Reynolds, and Vakai. Is that how you say it?
I think so.
Vakai.
That's what the Lions have right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think for
Jackson Smith, Njuguba.
Exactly. Like, yeah.
I do think Zeke is pretty much done at this point, and we'll see. We'll see if a team hops on board. I guess it's going to be the Rico show on Sunday. Maybe can we get a little Deuce Vaughn action?
He's been inactive a lot of times.
I know, but yeah. Or maybe Davis. It's just a 1-2 punch of Lipke and Rico.
Yeah.
Or a lot more Turpin in the I formation.
Let me tell you what, they figured out something with Turpin handing him the ball and that. I mean, it seems like every time they hand it to him, it's like a 7 or 8 yard play. He should have scored a touchdown the other day. He just got tripped. He tripped over Brooks' feet. But he was well on his way. Well blocked play. Got a great block from Brooks. But yeah, he tripped up.
Yeah.
I'd put him back there more.
I think there's going to be some teams that are putting in some offers on the restricted free agent, Kevontae Turpin.
Think so?
I bet teams are looking at him like, man, we could get a little something out of this guy.
So you got to tender him.
You're going to need to tender him.
Yeah, you don't think if you tender him the right to refuse, is that, you think somebody will pay him $5, $6 million a year?
I think there would be a team that might be interested in doing that.
Okay.
I really do.
You know what? If you're watching his tape as a pro guy, a pro director, you have to be very, very, you know, like, man, this guy can do a lot for you. He's the one thing, you know, we always very kind of critical of Mike McCarthy. And there were things they were doing with him at OTAs. And we were all like, ah, geez, it's the same old thing. OTAs, Broadus is getting excited about this. Broadus is getting excited about kickoff return because he gets the ball out to the 35, 40 every time he that kind of thing. But man, they actually did kind of follow through with some stuff and getting him more involved in some offensive snaps, and good for them for doing that.
People texting in about Dalvin Cook and his whereabouts. I haven't heard that name in a while. Wow,
that's crazy. Yeah.
I guess he's still on the practice squad.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, maybe he gets the call up. One last ride.
One last ride for Dalvin Cook.
So why aren't we getting a week 17 nicey clip from our guy John Gruden?
Got off the field things we're dealing with right now.
Dealing with off the field things.
Off the field things, yeah.
Because he's still in the midst of all sorts of...
He's got a lot of off the field things he's going on doing right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so it's not the holidays.
No, it wasn't the holidays, because I asked him, I said, hey, did the holidays catch you? He goes, no, dealing with some things. So I'm giving it the category of off the field things.
Off the field.
Off the field. Off the field.
Nailed it. I would imagine you and Gruden had some nice New Year's nights together.
Trying to think.
New Year's with John Gruden probably gets buck wild.
Yeah.
Mike Vrabel.
Hooters, half the Hooters staff at his crib.
Yeah.
<dude.
laughs>
Oh, John.
I tell you what.
Let's take this party back to my place, ladies.
I was with John one night, and yeah, it got really expensive. And it was at the end. I looked at him. He goes, you ready to go? I'm like, yeah, I guess so.
I guess we're getting out of here now.
I guess we're dipping. So we
did. We don't have the capacity.
Yeah, we dipped right on out of there.
Well, Mike Vrabel apparently really wants that Patriots job, and everybody thinks that Robert Kraft is still just going to be locked in on bringing back Jerod Mayo for at least one more season. But Vrabel, using the Jets as leverage, maybe he ends up with the Raiders because of the Brady connection, but it seems like he wants to be in New England, obviously won Super Bowls with the Patriots, and knows the organization extremely well, probably has a great relationship with Robert Kraft. Yeah. And
they would have to admit they were wrong about Mayo, though, wouldn't they?
They would have to admit that.
Yeah.
They would have to admit that. And I don't know that Robert Kraft wants to do it, but that's definitely a spot you would like to be, because the division, obviously you have Buffalo, but otherwise the Dolphins and the Jets are never really a team that has to concern you. And Drake May in year one certainly
a lot
was
better than I thought he would.
Was better than many
him
probably anticipated.
Him and Nicks both, yeah.
And you have the number one overall pick. So, like, that is enticing. I get it. If I'm Vrabel, I'm looking at that going, man, please get Mayo out of there. Let me take over that spot because I feel good about my quarterback now. Yeah. I have all the power when it comes to the draft here. Do I want Travis Hunter? Do I want to just get a bunch of picks for the future and trade down? Yeah. That would make a ton of sense. I get why Vrabel has them as his number one.
What did you think of Penix the other day playing?
I thought he was sharp.
Yeah, good player. I had him above those guys, like hit above Knicks, and
you had Penix ahead of Drake May. Yeah, and exactly. Bo Nix.
Yeah, it was Williams, Daniels, Penix for me. Those were my top three.
Well, I mean, that was an awesome game. Daniels was out of this world dominant, and yeah. Penix was. I mean, you wouldn't think that was his second start of his career.
No.
On the road, big game, big moment.
He made some good throws.
Yeah.
He's a winner. That dude, he is a winner. I know he didn't win that game, but heck, if they had a...
Well, his coach didn't really help him out there.
Well, his field goal kicker didn't help either. They didn't have...
Well, the coach didn't help the kicker, and the kicker didn't help the quarterback.
And our kicker's named Koo?
Everybody was wondering, like, where's Younghoe Koo? He's banged up, and so they had a different guy out there.
We had a backup dude that wasn't getting it done.
Yeah.
Would you trade Aubrey for... a second round pick? If it was a high two?
Yes.
Would you?
Yes.
And if somebody offered you
yes.
a second, like somebody offered you the 40th pick for Brandon Aubrey, would you take it?
Absolutely, I would. Would you?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
You'd rather have butter than a second rounder?
I think so.
That's interesting. Do you think a team would
and
actually...
And I also want a running back in the first round.
Yeah. I like the way
so
you
don't
team
trust
build.
So don't trust my team building.
Hey, that's going to be a kick-ass 6 or 7-win team.
I'm just telling you, though.
Do you think a team would be interested in trading a second-round pick for him? I mean, if you're looking at...
Hell yeah.
Yeah?
Hell yeah, they would. If you knew you could get a kicker that every time you get to the logo, the thing's got a chance to be good...
Baltimore's probably looking like, man...
They had the most accurate kicker at one time in their life.
Yeah, and that is no longer the case.
You do not think like the Cincinnati Bengals or, I mean, San Francisco right now is dying for a kicker. Their guy's awful, and they're having problems. They lost that game. I mean, he gave up.
Dude, they kicked a 58-yard field goal late in that game that made no sense to me. You know that kicker's awful.
Yeah.
And it's just a give-up play. You're going to give the Lions the ball at midfield right now.
Yeah.
That made no sense to me. Yeah, the Niners need a kicker. Plenty of teams need a kicker. And don't get me wrong, it sucks when the Cowboys don't have one, and we know what that feels like. Yeah. But right now, what is your kicker able to really bring to the table for
right,
you?
Right.
You're still an awful team. You have so many other issues. For a second-round pick, yes. That feels like a no-brainer.
Doesn't if you're a team that's like, but you're a good team. God, I'm watching this smash and grab. Just these people. They don't.
This was at like a. This was at one of these, like
a gold
like
store?
A Meech O'Connor or like a El Rancho. There's an El Rancho or something in Dallas.
They have a jewelry
section.
They just walked in and just smashed these glass and took all these things out.
Dude, my favorite video that I've seen recently is, it looked like it was maybe New York City or something, and this dude comes in the front door of a jewelry store, goes right to the glass, smashes, tries to grab out some jewelry, and then when he goes to walk out the door, they have locked him inside.
It's the greatest. You see the sheer panic on them. They get the begging and everything. You see them on their knees like, oh, I'm sorry. I had to feed my family. Oh, please, 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 please. Like, nah, where was that at earlier, family? Yeah. You just point that gun out of my face.
It's over for that guy now. He's locked into the jewelry store. So what did we just witnessed an El Rancho? I didn't realize El Ranchos had, like, jewelry sections.
Three dudes you get just phones, TVs, everything in the front, bro. I'm telling you. Pit bulls.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, dude, that's a one-stop shop.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, man, when they walk in these stores, and they're taught not to stop them, right? Just let it go? Is that what we do? We just let it go?
Some of these, I think it's kind of every player decides for himself how they want to approach it. You have, like, I see videos of these Best Buy employees that are, like, putting up a whole defense line.
They got to relax.
Like, they're serious about it. I don't know, maybe some of these businesses have some incentives for their employees.
For 12 an hour?
Yeah,
nah, fam.
I'm giving that up. No problem. Yeah. Whatever you want to do. Now, if I'm a business owner, and now I got a little bit more to say about this. If I'm just run of the mill hourly employee,
yeah.
You can come up here and do whatever you want,
olé!
Man. I'm not. Yeah, yeah.
I'm a bullfighter.
Yeah, olé.
Yeah. I just find it's fascinating. Here we are. We're just like smashing, and like nobody's really doing anything about it. Just standing there watching them do it. You know.
Yeah, because it's like, what do you?
I mean, what can
here,
you do?
Bro?
I know what can you do?
Like I'm saying, unless you own this business, yeah. which you should be insured.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, I'm gonna let you run off with it anyway. Jeez. As long as you're not pointing guns in everybody's faces, you're threatening lives. Then I may reach down in here and pull that thing out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got to stay
silent
ready.
Alarm.
That do yeah, you any good? Yeah, the silent alarm.
Silent alarm do you any good?
Well, it'll speed up the process of getting the 5-0 on the call. But I like the locked door button.
Yeah.
It's like the Matt Lauer button, but you're using it for good reasons.
It's hilarious. They start throwing furniture at the door and everything.
Yeah, they're trying.
Sheer panic.
Yeah, yeah. That was a great video that I just saw. 903, I work for Lowe's. Can't even call them out for stealing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So.
Yeah. Hey, be safe out there, Lowe's guy or gal, please.
Yeah. You know, yeah, you got to be
New
careful.
Year. I hope everything's okay for you.
Okay, 972, I'm not trading Aubrey. Not having a kicker hurt us in the playoffs in 2022. All those missed field goals in the Tampa playoff game. Wow, I forgot about that Maher, right?
Yeah.
Old Mayor Witch. Shout out to the guy, Jerry Jones.
How about
all right.
you just immediately going, yeah, yeah.
Dude, for a second round pick right now?
Yeah. You need a kicker.
Actually, you know what? I take everything back.
No, you
like,
don't.
All the Cowboys do is take their second round picks and set them on fire for the most part. Like, what would they even do in that scenario? We're going to get Kelvin Joseph.
Sean Lee.
Sean Lee is an outlier, but even him, Blue Star Special.
I named you one. Scooney.
On that note, we're going to break. We have the commercial-free expressway for the final time in 2024. Let's take a look at these college football playoff matchups, your best bets. And then we'll get you to LA Live. That's next right here in the nation. Congratulations to Louisville. They win the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl, and their head coach got dumped with the Frosted Flakes bath. That's a pretty dang good bath right there.
I will say this, best bowl game midfield logo going.
The Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl.
Yeah, they
have Tony in the middle or what?
Tony in the middle, like big logo.
Just shoving Frosted Flakes into his face.
Just a huge tiger logo in the middle of the field. It's awesome looking.
Would you rather have the Frosted Flakes bath or the French fry bath?
I like fries.
I just wonder what the freshness of those fries were. You know, like the staying power of the Frosted Flake is obviously. Speaks for itself.
Sure.
But that was pretty cool because they had the mascot, the Tony the Tiger mascot, doing the dumping here.
Yeah.
So that's a great tradition. It's bowl season. Brought us as LSU Tigers are looking to beat the Baylor Bears here. And the Gamecocks, South Carolina, who thought they had a case to be in the playoff.
Yeah.
Looks like they're about to lose to Brett Bielema.
The Illini, they're up 21-17 here with a minute left. Joe D. Camillus is the special teams coach at South Carolina, by the way. Remember old Joe D?
Yeah,
the Cowboys?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. His father-in-law was Dan Reeves, you know, the old coach, Dan Reeves, player, played at South Carolina. So that's got to be kind of neat for Joe D. I remember talking to Joe D. He was hanging out down there in Ponte Vedra, Florida, and kind of taking on the good life and stuff. And here he is jumping back into college coaching, so good for him.
Ponte Vedra, Florida?
Ponte Vedra.
Ponte Vedra.
Ponte Vedra.
That sounds like a place like your shirt is always unbuttoned.
Yeah.
Flip-flops on at all times.
All time,
dude.
Lucius.
Yeah.
All time.
Umbrella in your drink.
Not too
nothing
far.
But good vibes yeah, in nothing. That area.
Bloodshot red eyes from last night.
right off the A1A, right there, you know, heading south. So,
thanks to the on-time experts, we go commercial-free here, expressway style, to the top of the hour. LA Live here in just a few minutes. Segment brought to you by Ciroc Vodka and also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org, 877-881-1053. The news of the sports day, Zeke has been released by the Cowboys, and we'll see if he can get with a playoff contender. Now, let's get in a little college football action here. We're inching closer to kickoff with the first playoff game of the week here, and it'll be Boise State and Penn State for the Fiesta Bowl. That starts at 6:30. And here is Joel Klatt, college football man for Fox, giving you the breakdown here. Ashton Jeanty, Boise State, going up against Penn State. What say you, Joel Klatt?
Ashton Jeanty is as an elite of a back as there is in the country. Love Ashton Jeanty. This guy is absolutely remarkable. His sustainability during the course of the year has been really something to watch. I mean, the number of carries that this guy has and then the productivity that he maintains. You think about this guy week in and week out getting 30 carries. And now he's had 3.5 weeks of rest. So you know you're going to get a fresh number two, and that's dangerous. And Oregon found that out early in the year. I mean, this guy almost ran for 200 yards against Oregon. So Penn State's going to have their hands absolutely full with Ashton Jeanty in that run game for Boise State. And I will say this, I think that the best way to attack Penn State's defense is running the football. If you look at what they do best, it's play in space and play aggressive attacking style with length and athleticism. That's like Penn State's defense to a T. If you want to get after them in the run game, they will jump around blocks at time because they want to play with athleticism and speed. Okay, so how did Michigan get after them last year? Well, they pounded them. They brought in extra offensive linemen. How did Ohio State get after them late and put that game away this year? They pounded them with the offensive line. And guess what happens? Like, Penn State shied away from that. They jumped out of gaps. They weren't as sound. So do I think Boise is going to be able to play well in this game? I actually do.
All right, there's Joel Klatt's perspective on tonight's matchup here. Ashton Jeanty, of course, is the big name in the game. Of course, Abdul Carter as well, the edge rusher for Penn State.
Yeah, you've played.
He's number 11, right?
No, yes, he is. Excuse me. He is number 11. Absolutely.
So we're going to be watching him tonight.
Number 2 and a number 11, yeah.
Yeah, number 11 is probably going to be a top 5 pick in this upcoming draft.
Yeah,
certainly top 10.
You played your way right out of that one.
Yeah. Thank you for the Cowboys for doing that. But I know a lot of Cowboys fans are going to be watching Ashton Jeanty with the hopes that he's there at pick 11, 12, 13, whatever the Cowboys are picking.
I'm just going to say this, and he is so impressive to watch. And my first line of my notes was, is one of the best college football players in the country. I mean, the elite balance, the way he sheds tacklers, he maintains his momentum. When he's working through traffic, he makes people miss. He could see the entire field. He finds creases and gaps before the defender even has a chance to react. And, you know, the way he gets to and through the hole, it's super impressive. The pad level, the leg drive, he's constantly going forward. He has a knack for getting the ball in the end zone. Opponents have a really difficult time to contain him on the goal line. He's a game breaker in every sense of the word. Whatever team selects him is going to get an elite type of a player. He is a running back, and you know, the longevity is probably not going to be great. But I will say this, though. He will be one of the most clean players in this draft when it comes to character, health, and just ability. He's got some really rare traits to his game.
Well, yes, there's no doubt about it. He is a super beast.
Yeah.
And his numbers, video game type numbers this year. And from what I've seen, I think the thing that stands out the most, his ability to break tackles and just his general contact balance is truly outstanding. So I'm excited to watch him tonight. And Klatt makes a good point about just the general freshness of Jeanty coming into this game. He's obviously carried a huge load for Boise State this year, but he should be fresh and ready to rock and roll. They're going to need every ounce of his dominance tonight versus Penn State. And Penn State's got some good running backs as well. Singleton and Allen, these are big play backs. I would imagine we'll have a couple of highlights of big-time Jeanty 40, 50-yard touchdown runs tonight, and Penn State could be doing the same thing. I would probably go with the over here. I think both teams are going to score some points tonight, over 53.5. I'd be all over that thing right there. Now, we also get the first game tomorrow is going to be the Peach Bowl, and that's going to be Texas as a 14-point favorite versus Arizona State.
Yeah.
And Bennett, your son Bennett's not going to be at this game, is he?
No, he is not.
Okay, but he's geared up for round.
He's geared up, yeah. Dad's got tickets. Hopefully he has tickets. If not, he's got dad's tickets.
He's got yours.
3 weeks ago, I made the purchase of Cotton Bowl tickets, thinking that maybe Texas was going to get there. So, I'm hoping for the best here.
Well, what about this Cam Scatabo guy?
Third round pick. A lot of people are looking at. Talked to like Gang of Seven guys and stuff like that. And right now, kind of thinking maybe a third round player. depending on the value of where you think. There's some other running backs in this draft. This Caleb Johnson from Iowa is a guy that a lot of people like, and then also Amario Hampton from North Carolina. And Scott Bower, he has been one of those guys that this could give Texas some problems, but Texas has been really good facing teams that can run the football. And Arizona State is a tough physical team. The quarterback play has been really good. Where they've been a little bit lacking is some on their defense. So we'll see if Texas can take advantage of that. But Texas had better bring the big boy pants playing defense tomorrow in this football game. They've gotten off to some poor starts, and maybe you might be a little worried about the early kickoff of this game. You know, can they be ready to go?
Noon kick locally here.
Yeah, exactly. So it's at 1 o'clock. So Texas has had some problems starting out in some of these games. Can they avoid that and get off to a good start and kind of destroy Arizona State's will to compete? You let Arizona State stay around in this football game, it's going to be a problem for Texas late.
You know, that's interesting because, I saw that you have Arizona State outscored their opponents by an average of 7.6 points in the first quarter.
There you go, yeah.
And they led three of their games by at least 21 in the second quarter. So they are kind of a start fast
team. Yeah, Texas hasn't been lately. That's been a problem.
All right, well, then that's going to be certainly a key to the game there. Yeah. Hopefully Texas can come out of the gate strong. But Scadabo is he's a stud back for them. And he gets it out of the backfield as well.
Yeah.
He's the only back in college football this year to have over 1,000 yards rushing and over 350 yards receiving.
Yes.
So, and he's kind of, would you say, like physical rushing style?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Downhill, tough, hard to get a really good shot on him as far as the way he plays, pad level down, falling forward. You can't get negative plays against him. Yeah. He's the reason why that Arizona State has, they started off a little slowly. Texas State, they actually played a game against Texas State early in the season. Texas State kind of held him in check. I couldn't get film on it. Watched a replay of the game on TV. Texas State did a good job defensively, but everybody else in the Big 12 have kind of had some problems with him.
Well, then you're going to get to, after the Texas game tomorrow, we get the Rose Bowl. And this is Ohio State and Oregon with the rematch. And Ohio State off a really impressive victory over the Volunteers in round one of the playoff, 42-17. Still just cannot wrap my mind around the idea that Ohio State is a 2.5-point favorite here. I am all over Oregon plus 2.5. That makes all the sense in the world. Oregon with multiple weeks to prepare. And Dan Lanning is a true difference maker at coach. And Ryan Day, we know what his status is. I mean, he's in the pressure cooker right now, and he's not been a guy that has shown up in these big games. So, and Dylan Gabriel, I think he's better than Will Howard. Lanning better than Ryan Day. All the pressure in the world. I mean, both teams dealing with pressure here, but now Dan Lanning has the opportunity to sell to his team the underdog factor. Hey, you're the one seed, but you're the underdog in the game. Nobody's believing in you. Us against the world. And we've heard some of his pregame speeches. That dude gets fired up. So he's going to have these guys ready to play. That's a guarantee. Here's his quarterback, Dylan Gabriel. Everybody's calling him like the stoner quarterback of college football right now after he had this to say about the Rose Bowl.
We love the Rose Bowl. We love warm weather. I think we should play more football on nice grass instead of the artificial stuff. And the more sun, the better. Why do we do it to ourselves? Like, do fans want to sit in the snow and the rain? And let's just make arenas. Let's make domes. Let's do grass. Let's do more fireworks at games. Let's do that.
All right, there he is, Dylan Gabriel, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. He's been awesome this year for sure. His completion percentage is ridiculous at like 73 or 74% or whatever. But, I mean, I do think this should be a close game, a good game. But, man, I don't see how Ohio State will be able to handle what Lanning and the Ducks are bringing to the table here.
Yeah, this is – I will say this, though. I've watched several players this year, and Ohio State's got some really good defensive linemen. And it starts –
well, this will be a tall order because the Ducks' offensive line is –
No, the Ducks are good. This matchup, we always talk about, oh, it's going to be one in the trenches and all that. This is one of those that's going to be one in the trenches because I think both teams have skill guys. When you start to talk about the quarterbacks, the wide receivers, the running games and stuff like that, keep an eye on the matchup with this Jack Sawyer, who's he's like an edge rusher for the Ohio State Buckeyes. He usually will play as the left end. So we'll see what kind of matchup that he gets. But this guy's a 6'5", 260-pounder. He's got size. He's got a high IQ player. I wish he was just a little bit more twitchy, but the balance, the redirection, when he's too far up the field, he can come back. He's not a very easy guy to fool here. And so I'm kind of seeing, I think maybe you'll get some pass rush for him. Talik Williams, he plays as a one technique. This is a massive dude. He's 6'3", he's 327 pounds. Powerful upper body, can control blocks. Maybe a little upright two times, but his power really, really helps him, and he can be difficult to block one-on-one. Ohio State has a front seven. Can Oregon block these dudes and make it work in this football game? That's where this thing's going to come down to, I believe.
Well, I can't wait for that game. That's going to be fantastic. And, I mean, we do have some Buckeyes out here. 9-4-0, give me Ohio State by 10 or more. 6-8-2, Ohio State money line is the play here. If you say so, I'm going to take Oregon plus the 2.5, and mm-hmm. I feel pretty great about it. Then we're going to close things down tomorrow night with the Sugar Bowl, and it'll be Notre Dame versus Georgia. Georgia, of course, now playing without Carson Beck. And they're going to be running with the Gunnar Stockton at quarterback. And this dude's got wheels. I mean, he's definitely more mobile than Carson Beck. And I think a huge factor in this game is the injury to Notre Dame's best defensive player, Riley Mills. Mm. And he's a defensive tackle for them, 7.5 sacks this year, a true cornerstone to that defense. And now you're going to welcome in the Bulldogs, who can push you around a little bit. Trevor Etienne, he's a stud at the running back position. And we just see Notre Dame has struggled over the years versus prominent SEC. You get in with the big dogs, and you just can't hang. I will take Kirby Smart to outdo Mr. Freeman. And I think Georgia will end up winning this game. And Georgia is favored by 1.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me. I do think Georgia wins this football game.
Yeah, before we get to LA Live, yeah, keep an eye on Mykael Williams, number 13. Georgia's got some legitimate edge rushers. And so if Notre Dame tries to run the ball and doesn't have success, that plays right into Georgia's hands. So Georgia's got some legitimate pass rushers and some guys that are very, very, potentially very high first-round players when it comes to those down linemen.
All right, for the final time in 2024, we head into the Pimp Cup. Okay, Lucius Alexander, LA Live.
Hey. Trying to get those podcasts loaded up for you fellas, you know what I mean?
Thank you, man.
So I can get out of here at a decent hour and avoid all the drunks on the street. Hey, earlier today during, I don't know what segment that was you did, but you played Eric Collins, the play-by-play guy.
Hornets.
For the Hornets. He's trying to make those games interesting out there, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not mad at him.
No, he's a beast.
You played this clip.
Bridges. For the tie. Got
got to give that man a hand for making those games out there interesting. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Bravo to him, Eric Collins. You're a beast.
And you played it when we were getting ready to go to break because I was going to pull this out on you. I had some Eric Collins just sitting in the tuck, just sitting right here, bro, for a while.
Oh, this
and
is
now
great.
I can get it off. Pause.
Yes.
Yeah, I can get it off.
Pause.
Just a little montage of Eric Collins going off.
And it splits a double team. Oh, yes! Snatch of liberty! Penny from heaven! Chicken salad deluxe. Record holder in Cleveland.
Oh!
What just happened?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute, dog. Why do you scream like that?
Cleveland.
Oh!
What just happened? Brandon Miller happened! He's never made a free throw as a pro. But he has now! I love Leaky!
Same place.
Oh, just ripped it away from him! Just tuck it! Oh! Ecstasy!
Ecstasy.
Tough chance. Got it! Oh, Brandon Miller! Humpton Leaky!
Gosh, the energy is through the roof with this guy. Outstanding stuff.
Yeah, man. That's hard work making those games interesting out there.
How does his throat stay intact throughout a long season? The wear and tear on that must
wear
be insane.
And tear, yeah.
All right, man, let's get into a Toxic Tuesday New Year's Eve edition of LA Live, right into the great Rick James.
Come to LA D!
All right, you guys.
Fire up this funk and let's have a toe.
Shoot, you're right, dog. I hurt my throat already.
I'm telling you. I hope he has Doc Rivers' throat, guy.
Let's have a toast.
This is for the homies who ain't make it. Mm-hmm. AKA Adrian. We miss him. He was on some bullshit when he left.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is for making it through seventh grade and not dropping out.
Yeah.
And let's hope we make it through eighth grade together, without dropping out.
Yeah.
So we're going to do it together. Family.
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 Let's do it together, y'all. Family, 2025, right up on us. I like how did my man say, yeah. Hold on, where he at?
He was awesome.
Yeah. Let's hope.
Yeah. Hey, it's New Year's Eve out here in LA Live. We have taken another tour around the sun collectively together, y'all. 2024 was a wild one. It was one for the record books, if you're paying attention. Like I've been saying for a while now, we are living in a particular time here, people. I promise you, we are living in a particular time. Stay prayed up, okay? Stay prayed up in 2025. Let's mind our business. Let's drink our water, but sip our tea in 2025. Drink your water, but sip your tea in 2025. Those are metaphors, is what I'm talking to you right there. In 2025, do not engage with people online and argue.
No, please.
9 times out of 10, it's a bot. It's not even a real person. It's a bot designed to argue with you. And I just want to save you some time, my man.
I'll lead the league in that.
Yeah. Well, I think those are real people coming at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
I think those are real people.
Spell my name right.
Yeah.
Spell my name right if you're going to argue with me, man. I just, that's all I ask. Spell my name right. Spell, if you say, hey, Brian, with an I, and then they yell at you, spell my name right if you're going to yell at me.
Amen, Brotus.
Please.
Brotus. I like when they say, brought us.
Brought us.
Yeah, brought us. Tell brought us to shut up. I'm like, oh, you're talking about Brian?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let's sit back, y'all, and let 2025 play itself out like the way it's supposed to be. In the meantime, let's make sure we're creating. Let's make sure we're building. Let's make sure we're growing. Let's make sure we're doing. How about that, huh? All right, LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a New Year's Eve. Please be careful out here driving. I know there's a lot of drunks. It's amateur hour on these streets right now when it comes to drinking and driving, people trying to get to certain parties and everything, and they're just not knowing their limits. So please be careful out here. Use an Uber if you have to. Stay there if you have to. Do what you got to do. Just stay off the roads. Do you boys have any New Year's resolutions on deck or something you're just not going to take with you in 2025?
Yeah, my wife was asking me about this last time. I was like, hadn't really thought too much about it.
Okay.
I'm gonna continue brainstorming, Lucius.
Okay.
I'm gonna try not to argue as much with people this year.
Just across the board.
Just across the board. I'm just gonna try not to. I'm just gonna try and have more compassion, and just try and understand people's views, and be better for it. And not just have to jump in there and fight with everybody that I come across.
That's a good resi.
I'm going to let people just be, you know, okay, hey, thank you.
You must be doing a lot of fighting to say my New Year's resolution is I'm going to stop fighting.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like, though, there's been times where I've fought with too many people during the year. And I don't like doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like doing it.
It's run its course.
It has run its course. 61, I can't be fighting with people.
Nah, I hear you. Something I will not take with me. I don't have any New Year's resolutions, but something I will not do in 2025 is hold the door open for anyone.
Oh, that's they don't it. Say thank you to
they
you, do they?
They do not say thank you.
Yeah.
They look at me as if I was supposed to do it.
Yeah.
And my last straw was like, it was a family of six coming out of a restaurant, and I'm holding the door.
Yeah. And nobody jumped in?
No. I mean, not even just jump in. Just like, oh, thank you, or something like
oh,
that.
Wow.
The father was the last one. He looked me dead in my eyes and said, excuse me. Yeah. I was like, no, bro. Thank you is what you're supposed to say, not excuse me. What is wrong with
you? Yeah, that's crazy. You got to get some acknowledgement there.
Yeah, so I can't crash on that. I'm not going to be holding the doors for anybody. So if there's a rude black man that doesn't hold the door for you out here in DFW, that was probably me. You just met LA. He didn't hold the door for you. It's another thing I'm doing. And if you don't wave at me when I let you in traffic, I'm following you home.
Yeah.
I'm going to follow you home.
Give us the wave, dude.
I'm a waver.
Yeah.
I wave when I walk. Like now when people like let me cross and stuff like that, I wave at them, you know, like, hey, thanks. Appreciate you not trying to run over me and stuff like that. I'm a waver. I overwave.
To those people. You overwave.
I overwaved. I overwaved everybody.
All right. Here we go with the Bob. Yeah, I feel you, man. Like if when I used to go to the court or something like that and go hooping.
Yeah.
I get to do what's up to somebody, and if I don't get the what's up back, it's probably the court we need to be on.
No, oh yeah, we gotta let's go somewhere else, guys.
Yeah, this is not friendly over here, fam. Yeah, New Year's Eve is full of superstitions, rituals. So I looked up a few to see. I seen some wild superstitions out there that I had no idea even existed. Tell me if you've ever heard of these, fellas. How about this one? Watch the weather. You ever heard that, Broadus?
No.
Watch the weather. The forecast during the first 12 days of the year can predict how good or bad it will be for the rest of the year.
Oh, wow.
Well, we're about to get hit with a nasty cold front coming up.
Yay!
We're starting the year off with a nationwide cold front. When you look at the graphics, everything's like purple, which I just believe is like just balls cold.
Shoot. We can't do another freeze. All right, that was a problem out here. But we did get Cancun cruise out of that.
Yeah.
Some rituals I've seen I had no idea existed. How about eat round foods during New Year's Eve? Eating round foods is believed to bring you abundance and prosperity for the new year.
So just hammer some blueberries before you go to bed and you're good?
Yeah, so the picture had like apples, oranges and stuff, just round foods.
Moon pies.
Yeah.
Oatmeal cream pies.
Yeah, Dossman, yeah, I've always done that. Yeah.
Probably having one right now.
Burn photos of people or things you do not want in your life anymore.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of Caleb Williams jerseys getting burned.
Now, since we live in a time where they're not burning photos, I guess that delete a photo out of your phone. Yeah. Like, I'm tired of dealing with this person. Yeah, I'm just going to delete it.
Yeah, go through and clean your phone out.
Yeah.
Well, there's like three different things you have to do now to fully delete the photo, though.
Yeah.
Like, just because you click delete.
They ask you.
Don't be fooled. There's like four other steps you have to take to really delete that.
I wish you would have told me that a long time ago, bro.
Oh, my gosh.
What is this?
I wish I would have known, too, man.
I don't know how that got there.
How? I swear I deleted that.
I don't know how it got there. That was before you. What else we got right here? Oh, yeah. Some wild superstitions I've seen out there online. If you see any on the fan text, fellas, don't be afraid to shoot them out, because I know our listeners know some great New Year's resolutions and things you're not supposed to do and rituals and superstitions.
Yeah, the washing your clothes is being texted in quite a bit.
Yeah, that's the one I heard from this lady right here.
Or you have anything you want to get done before the end of the year?
And you know, they say wash those clothes, you know, make greens and cabbage and black-eyed peas, you know. Just clean up, you know. Start the new year fresh.
Start the new year fresh.
I never heard about that one.
Which one?
About washing clothes before the new year.
They say you want to, one, you don't want to wash on New Year's because it will wash away a family member. And then, what I also heard,
Wow. Okay.
That's a new one.
Yeah.
Man, you almost killed that man.
He was tickled by that.
I've never heard that though. I veteran guy here. I've never heard that wash away stuff like that.
Yeah, I
wash
see that.
Your clothes.
It popped up on this list. It said avoid doing laundry or sweeping.
Oh,
you don't want to wash away or sweep away your good luck.
Okay.
Not a family member.
Okay.
Good luck.
Yeah, it's just the good luck.
It's just some good luck. Clean the house. Many people around the world believe in starting the new year's with a clean house in order to avoid carrying old dirt and old things from last year.
some people, multiple texts about some type of like laxative of sorts to just clean out the system going into the new year.
Purge?
Yeah, they're doing a purge of sorts. Yeah.
469. Spend a New Year's Eve on the toilet?
I guess, dude.
That, or New Year's Day.
You can do that anyway. You can do that anyway if you just drink a bunch and eat a bunch of bad food. You can do that anyway. You get a natural.
That's a good, yeah, more natural.
Yeah.
More
natural. Like a bunch of Jack in the Box and whiskey. Yeah, you can do that.
Share a midnight kiss. That's a ritual from New Year's Eve. Share a midnight kiss.
That is.
That used to be the thing, man. You're trying to figure out who's it going to be.
Do you know what the kiss means?
No. Good luck or something.
They said the exercise is thought to help prevent loneliness throughout the year.
Oh.
There you go.
Loneliness. So for one time.
You can always look back and like, hey, but I came into the New Year strong.
I came into the New Year strong as I'm not having a date for 6 months.
Yeah. I'm here for the loneliness. I love solitude too much. I love to be by myself. It's crazy how much I love myself. Break dishes. You ever heard of this?
Break dishes? The Greeks.
There you go, brothers. We finally got one on the board.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got one on the board.
That Greeks. Would be therapeutic, dude. I would love to go one of those places where you're just throwing crap at the wall and it's breaking.
Yeah. I've seen where they've done, like, you take your shot glass, drink the shot, and throw it in the fireplace. That's supposed to be like a good luck.
Just Gronk spike it into the fireplace.
Into the fireplace, yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Somebody said poop before midnight so you don't carry the same S into two.
That's well thought out. It really is.
Is that Rodeo Ron?
Yeah, probably.
That's how he talks. Yeah, breaking dishes is considered good luck and a sign of friendship to break dishes and plates on the homes of those closest to you. Yeah. Gives them good luck.
Good luck.
I'm going to break one of my dad's plates on the side of his house tonight. See what he says. Hey, Pops. Yeah.
just smash it right there in the kitchen. Daddy. Yeah, happy New Year, Dad.
Hey, don't eat lobster. That's another superstition out here on New Year's. Don't eat lobster.
Why?
Several cultures believe it is to be bad luck to eat lobster on New Year's Eve. Boy, do you know why?
Crab legs. I love crab legs.
Yeah, me too.
I steam those crab legs. I was thinking about doing it this week, too.
Boy.
Wish you would have followed through with that one.
Yeah. Sam's has a hell of a sale on the crab legs right now. Oh, my gosh.
They do. I was over there. That's what made me think about it.
Oh, Lucius. My Lord. Yeah, the crustacean itself moves backwards.
Crawfish swim backwards.
They swim backwards. So they're figuring that's bad luck because you're eating something that's going backwards and trying to go forwards, not backwards.
That's right. Yeah, no, we're taking the rear view mirror out of our car on a night like this.
Yeah.
We're not even going in reverse tonight.
I told you I had a family member that drove his car in reverse for a while. Maybe like 2 days or something like that. It was only down the street. But you can hear that fool. Because you know that noise it takes to back up.
Yeah, my brakes squeak when I'm in reverse. That's hilarious, dude.
Gotta make it happen. Make noise during the holidays. New Year's Eve. You know, you...
Oh, the horns.
Yeah, the horns. Yeah. The loud noises to get evil spells and evil people away from your parents. Yeah. Now, I did not know that. Yeah. Now, I know we've always had a little noisemakers, but scaring away evilness, apparently. Eat collard greens and black-eyed peas. I'll have some of that tonight.
There you go.
Sure will.
Yep, a little ham hock in it.
Sure will. Hey. Keep cash in your wallet. You might want to scoop down there and pick up you some cash. Having cash in your wallet is supposed to be a good sign to start the year with cash in your wallet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Might need to stop at the ATM.
Can I borrow some, Lucius?
Yeah, I hear you, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you,
dog. I'll get you back, I promise.
Got you covered.
I got you a flying 20. Yeah. Always got you a good flying 20. How about eating 12 grapes under a table?
Never heard of that one.
At the strike of midnight, eating 12 grapes under the table is supposed to bring you good luck. Each grape represents a month.
A month, that's what I probably thought.
See, people are just making crap up.
I think so.
I mean, they're just pulling stuff out of thin air. You could just say any ridiculous thing. 12 grapes under a table, let's go for it. Get these schmoes to do it with us.
Yeah, I think so. Hey, LA Live 105.3 The Fan. New Year's Eve, be careful out there. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on The Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. You could follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here before we get out of here. We're going to overseas. London's original football club. Fulham. Fulham.
Fulham.
Fulham. I like to say Fulham.
Fulham. They're owned by the Jacksonville Jaguar family.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Fulham is owned by the Khan family in Jacksonville.
Well, damn, bro.
Yeah.
Appreciate that right there. Yeah. Announcer for Fulham calls out one of the players for flopping as their very own Harry Wilson scores.
Anthony Robinson trying to work his way past Neto. He tried to... Oh, get up, you... He tried to take Iwobi out. Play goes on. Header back. Yeah! Oh, yeah! Come on! Come on, Fulham! Harry Wilson. It's Harry Wilson again. Harry the hero. Neto can clear off, lying on the ground, holding his face. You cheat.
You cheat.
Harry Wilson from close range.
Call him your cheat.
The cheat.
You cheat.
Yeah, we need more accents in our American sport play-by-play.
Yeah, 100%. I'm a big fan of it.
I'd like that to be a resolution.
And I like it when they're upset and they're mad. Get a little cheeky.
Yeah. 469 is going to put a sheet over their head and eat 12 wings tonight.
Huh?
To ring in the good vibes for the new year.
What?
Sheet over the head. What are we doing?
I imagine them just sitting in bed and
maybe had
a flashlight telling ghost stories and eating 12 wings.
And before I get out of here, because I'm about to get out of here right now because I'm way past where I need to be, but I want to send you a goodbye. This is well wishes for the New Year's Eve.
To the class of 2005, we finally made it.
Yeah.
Don't be on the streets and on the corner. I hope everybody have a successful future. I hope everybody's doing good. Girls, don't come in there with a whole bunch of kids, because that's not what you want to do after graduation.
Nope.
And don't know half of y'all in the class of 2005, but to the ones that I know, I love y'all, and I hope to see y'all on the street somewhere when I pass y'all going to the market. Bye, I love you.
Y'all be safe out there. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black Thursday. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'll holla.
Thank you, Lucius. The final LA Live for 2024. Great to have you in the G-Bag Nation. The final hour coming up next. We'll bust open a schmuck wagon.